You are tuned to WWOZ FM New Orleans 90.7. It is just about time to go live to San Francisco, where we will be having a very, very special presentation live in San Francisco with Chick Corea, Esperanza Spalding, Joshua Redman, and much, much more. Stay tuned, WWOZ FM New Orleans.
It's been a celebration really all week long, and we look so forward to bringing you this great presentation of artists and music tonight.
This is the hottest ticket in town. They have literally rolled out the red carpet.
Yes.
There are people in black ties, and I mean, it is really a stunning affair.
This is a stunning event, really and truly, when you think about the first standalone building for jazz.
It's a historic event, and this all benefits the education programs at SF Jazz. This is their new three-story, 35,000-square-foot facility, a permanent home now, after 30 years of presenting concerts in venues across San Francisco.
In 1983, by a grant from a city arts fund and a new concert presenter in San Francisco, put this festival, Jazz in the City, together, and fast forward 30 years, and here we are.
Yep, it's now called SF Jazz, and they present now more than 100 concerts a year, and they have magnificently raised $64 million, largely through private donations, for this new state-of-the-art performance space, their permanent home.
Well, and I hope you're prepared to hear great music. We have Bill Cosby as the master of ceremony, with an incredible lineup of artists: McCoy Tyner, Chick Corea, Esperanza Spalding, Joshua Redman, Joe Lovano, Bobby Hutcherson, Mary Stallings, John Handy, Pete Escovedo, and more.
San Francisco has literally blocked off the street.
Yes.
Next door to SF Jazz, and there's a large tent, and people are partying, and they're filing in now.
Yes.
To the Robert N. Minor Auditorium here at SF Jazz. Across the street, there's a building, and each of the windows displays beautiful classic jazz photographs by Bill Gottlieb and Herman Leonard. I mean, this is an affair to remember for jazz.
It's in rain or shine, it's happening. It's an event to really treasure and enjoy, and definitely something to remember. And to your point specifically, this is probably one of the, I mean, starting off the year in the right way for jazz, this is definitely where you want to be.
It has been rainy, Sandra, in San Francisco and the Bay Area. And that certainly will not put a damper on the proceeds. As I mentioned, folks are now piling into the auditorium. This is a beautiful space. It's muted gray tones and a very nice place for jazz. There are 700 seats, and they're all accounted for tonight.
And there is no, there's, the best seat in the house is the seat that you'll be sitting in. There is not a bad seat in the house.
Even the people in attendance tonight in the Robert N. Minor Auditorium, there are no seats farther than 50 feet away from the stage. It's a beautiful space, the gray muted tones inside the auditorium. And those will be the only muted tones tonight, because what an extravaganza we have prepared on stage. As you mentioned, Bill Cosby will be our master of ceremonies. We have NEA Jazz Masters, McCoy Tyner, also Chick Corea. Joe Lovano is in attendance, the great Bobby Hutcherson, vibraphonist. Miss Mary Stallings will be singing tonight. And some local gentlemen, saxophonist John Handy and Pete Escovedo.
And also the current SF Jazz Collective, Miguel Zenon, David Sanchez, Robin Eubanks, Avishai Cohen, Stefan Harris, Edward Simon, Matt Pinman, and Jeff Ballard.
SF Jazz has also done something interesting for this opening festivity. They've created what are called resident artistic directors, and there are five of them, three of which are geniuses, as we say. They are MacArthur Fellows. That's Regina Carter, Jason Moran, and Miguel Zenon. In addition to that, Bay Area percussionist John Santos is a resident artistic director, as is guitarist Bill Frizzell.
Well, as you can hear, the excitement and the energy in the building is contagious. And, I mean, I'm so excited. I mean, both, you know, being a jazz enthusiast and having an opportunity to really partake in this wonderful night is truly, truly a special treat.
35,000 square feet, three stories of performance, education, and administrative space. And we're focusing tonight inside the 700-seat Robert N. Minor Concert Auditorium. And inside that space, you can hear the beginnings of a percussion celebration. Just a taste of what's happening. This is grand opening night at the SF Jazz Center in San Francisco. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO.
I'm Sandra Bibb from WWOZ in New Orleans.
And we're very excited to get underway with a fantastic program for you this evening. The SF Jazz Center, after 30 years, has done an extraordinary thing. And there are very few venues like this.
You're correct in that. There is very few. And when you think about the perspective of what's happening currently with the state of jazz, it is definitely not evident in what we're about to partake in.
It's a beautiful evening here at the Robert N. Minor Auditorium at the SF Jazz Center.
And the SF Jazz Center opened on Martin Luther King Day. And the center, as we mentioned, is the first standalone building designed and dedicated to jazz in the United States, which is quite an accomplishment and something that we're very excited to celebrate.
And a very eco-conscious facility, I must say. This is designed with a LEED silver rating, which is good for our carbon footprint, as it were. In this world, it was designed by the San Francisco-based Mark Cavagnaro Associates. They're winners of the 2011 AIA California Firm of the Year.
It's celebrating some commissioned murals from artists Sandow Burke and Elise Pignolet in the second floor lobby and in the green room.
Drum invocation inside the Robert N. Minor Auditorium at SF Jazz. Let's get a taste. It's grand opening night at the SF Jazz Center. Our master of ceremonies, Mr. C, Bill Cosby. something called Ti Mambo, featuring John Santos on congas, Pete Escovedo on timbales, our master of ceremonies for tonight, Bill Cosby, on the bell, in addition to saxophonist Miguel Zenon, who was also playing percussion, and bassist Matt Penman. Some young musicians are filing onto the stage at the Robert N. Minor Auditorium tonight at SF Jazz.
And it looks like these are the SF Jazz High School All-Stars that are taking the stage.
Wait. I asked you, I said, you want an introduction? And you said, no, they know who I am. And then you walk out here and say, thank you, my name is, what is your name?
Randall Klein.
But why did you say
okay. Thank you all. This night is about music. It's about all of you making something happen in a city that really cares about this. So thank you all. I want to recognize some of the people that made this possible. I'm going to introduce a number of people. When I say your name, I'm going to ask you to please stand up and hold your applause to the end. There's a number of names here. I'm not going to make big speeches tonight, because what tonight is about music, and it's about our community, and we did this thing. And so, thank you. So, firstly, I want to recognize Felice Swap, Executive Operating Director of SF Jazz. Please stand. I also want to recognize the chairs of this event, Tim Detels and Christine Johnson, Robert Mailer Anderson, our past board chair who was instrumental in getting this launched, Srinija Srinivasan, our current board chair, Banis Hudson. Please stay standing, everybody. Don't sit down. Stand up. The rest of our board of trustees, please stand. Our architect.
That's Randall Klein, SF Jazz founder and executive artistic director. And this is his night, in addition to many others who are on stage for grand opening festivities at SF Jazz Center in San Francisco. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO.
I'm Sandra Bibb from WWOZ New Orleans.
I'm so looking forward to an extraordinary night of music. We have young students, and that's part of the mission of SF Jazz.
Yes, it is.
Education, very important thing for jazz and the continuation of this art form.
And these are high school students from all over the San Francisco area. And they have come together to participate in a great night of music and to somewhat pass the baton.
Born here in San Francisco, actually born just a few blocks from here. She also happens to be what I consider the world's greatest jazz singer. She's performed for so many years on our stages, someone who I hold dear, and I can't think of anyone better to sing the first song in this hall. Please give a warm, warm welcome to Mary Stallings. Yeah.
crazy game. Two kinds of weather, long as we're together. I love to hear you call my name. I love good wine and fine cuisines. Candle lights, I love the scene. Baby, you know what I mean. I love being here with you.
That's Mary Stallings, pianist Eric Reed, and members of the SF Jazz High School All-Star Big Band. I love being here with you. Thank you for being here with us for this very special night at SF Jazz. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO. Our master of ceremonies, Bill Cosby, returns.
This is your place, you know. I'm I'm from out of town. And this is a very special opening in a very special city, very special football team. Coincidentally, my wife and I plan to be here before the football team won to go into the championship of the world. And oddly, it's called the 49ers. And on the 25th of January of this month, obviously, Mrs. Cosby and I will celebrate 49 years of marriage. Just thought you'd like to know that. Anyway, this music... Ladies and gentlemen, Jason and Eric.
Okay.
Jason Moran and Eric Harlan, a Fats Waller tune, Yacht Club Swing.
You know, you had me worried for a while.
Good.
I thought you had forgotten the song. I was so happy you were with him. And backstage, somebody who knew it kept humming the part you were supposed to come to. What is the name of the song?
That's called Yacht Club Swing.
You better believe it.
Fats Waller.
Oh, Fats Waller?
Fats Waller, baby.
Well, play the stride thing. Let me hear just the stride thing of Fats doing that. Stride. Oh. There you go. Oh, that's enough. That's enough. All right. Thank you. Take care, homie. Rimshot. May I introduce Mr. Bill Frisell, ladies and gentlemen. Over there, here's some electricity for you. Let me know when you're plugged in. There. How is it? Oh, it's getting there. Okay. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, you say the last name, I'll say the first. Okay? Okay, go ahead. Korea.
Chick.
No, I said... You make me nervous. Chick Corea, please bring your face out here.
You're wild, man.
Well, I'm trying.
Can I say a few words? Oh, it's on. Terrific. This is, I'll be brief. This is really beautiful. I came out, I didn't really know what to expect, and I'm really thrilled. Anyway, I'm very happy to be invited, and Bill, this is our first time ever to play together. I've admired Bill from a little bit of a distance through the years, so we're just going to improvise something. We've chosen a tune to play, and neither of us know what we're doing. Thank you.
trip, you get your $10 off of these. See, the people are clapping because I'm not going to play. I'm going up to Enrico's. Make some money on the corner. I don't care.
Well, that was that act. He's a wild guy. I'm going to introduce two friends now. A more newly made friend and an old friend, and they're going to come out and play with me. I'd like to introduce the old friend first. We've made a lot of music together. I think he's one of the great, great young jazz drummers. He's got his own band. He writes his own music, and we've had a lot of fun together on the road. He's currently the drummer with the great Brad Meldow Trio. Please welcome the great Jeff Ballard.
Yeah.
He's gonna play way over there. I'm gonna be way over here. My young friend is an amazing young lady. She does everything just aesthetically and beautifully. Feels great to have youth like that be so creative and carry on the culture the way she's doing it. Please welcome Esperanza Spalding. Thank you. We're going to, every time you play a composition associated with a great composer or a great musician, it's always a kind of a tribute. So I consider this a tribute to Bill Evans, because this is one of the songs that he used to play a lot. He didn't write it, but he may as well have. So we're going to play our version of Alice in Wonderland. Thank you.
Chicoria on piano, bassist Esperanza Spalding, and drummer Jeff Ballard, with a song, Alice in Wonderland, something very much affiliated with the late pianist Bill Evans. And Chicoria himself most recently recorded that with bassist Eddie Gomez and Paul Motion. We're live at the SF Jazz Center in San Francisco.
Joshua, where are you going? Now, this is it now. You saw what happened. Would you please, sir, go to your... Thank you. Thank you. Now, you're going on now.
I think so.
Huh?
I think so.
Yes. You have to follow that. You have to follow that.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Well, no, I'm trying to make it right for you. So you have no excuses. Do you understand? This is it. This is San Francisco. You understand? And Chick is hometown here. You understand? And then Miss Spalding is hometown. And what's our drummer's name?
Jeff.
Jeff is, that's a hometown San Francisco name. Do you understand?
I do.
Huh?
I do.
All right, now what is the song you're going to play?
Blackwell's
Watch Method. Your mouth, boy. What, Black... What? Come on, Joshua, stand up. Whose message?
Blackwell.
Who was he?
Ed Blackwell.
Yes, of course he was Ed Blackwell.
Master drummers of all time.
Thank you. And this song you've written?
This is one of my tunes, yeah.
You wrote this?
Well...
This is one of your tunes, and then you say, well...
Well, I played it and I wrote it.
You played it first?
I was playing it first.
And,
then I wrote it.
How
it down.
Did. Could you.
Well,
is it the vibration of the reed that causes this kind of thinking? Anyway, here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the latest of the team of I Spy playing on the saxophone. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Two saxophonists, Joe Lovano and Joshua Redman, with a reprisal of their role on the saxophone legacy recording, tenor legacy recording, Blackwell's Message. This is opening night from the SF Jazz Center.
Sweaters. Yes, will you do that? Next time, and I would like to... And then you say... And those are the machines making the sweaters. And then the foreman is walking around.
All right.
Huh? We'll try. Hey, Bud wrote it the same way you said you wrote this other. You said, all right, kind of is heavy, Bobbin.
Play it first.
Okay, KB. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome Miss Regina Carter. Miss Regina Carter coming out. Miss Carter, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. And you have some people coming up on this. Who are these people?
These are the San Francisco High School Jazz All-Stars.
Oh. How are you?
Good.
Yes, your name is?
Matt Wong.
Matt Wong. Matt Wong.
Yeah.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Yes. And if I said to you, Matt, play Row, Row, Row Your Boat fast. Can you?
Sure.
Hit it. Wait, Matt. Matt, what, are we off time? And then you ended it. Wonderful. Okay, Miss Carter. Now, how much is this violin, how much did it cost?
It was only $5,000.
This?
It's a budget. It's a Walmart special.
You make jokes. I have four daughters. They try to crack jokes too. Do you understand? Now, is it seriously $5,000? What if someone found a $10 million violin? You know, like they play in the vump de vump orchestras? Vump de vump. You know, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And they gave it to you. What would you do with it? What would you do with it?
Play the hell out of it.
Yeah. All right. Then get used to this. Where am I going? Oh, you two guys are with her?
I'm going to join her.
Oh, you're going to join her. You've been out here. This is a banjo?
Thad Jones.
Oh, you're Thad Jones.
No, we're going to play a Thad Jones.
Oh, I was getting scared. I had touched you. And you said your name was Thad Jones. He's passed away. I thought you'd come for me. I have trouble getting out by myself.
Don't Get Sassy. Composition from the great Thad Jones. From the first family of jazz in Detroit, the Jones family. And it featured a great artist from the Motor City herself, Regina Carter. More music ahead on this grand opening night from the SF Jazz Center. You can hear this program again and explore more jazz, including concerts, interviews, and music recommendations at our website, nprmusic.org.
Aside from not a bad seat in the house, not a bad ear on either side. So this is the San Francisco Collective. Our number 49. Sir, your name is?
Edward Simon.
And you're from?
Venezuela.
No, wait, I think you're in the wrong band. This is San Francisco Collective.
That's right.
Yes. And you have to leave.
I'm sorry.
We have to, unless...
You want
to
play? You want to play for me?
No, because I'm from Philadelphia. No, this is for only people from, born and raised in San Francisco. Here, let me show you. No, wait, let me show you something. Where's the trombone player?
Right here.
Where are you born?
From your hometown.
Wrong trombone player. Okay, where's the drummer? Where are you from?
Santa Cruz, California.
Close. Used car dealerships. Oh. Tenor saxophone. Stephon Harris.
Yeah. Albany, New York.
Stephon Harris from?
Albany, New York.
Bass.
Auckland, New Zealand.
Thank you.
What'd you say? And we are here at the SF Jazz Center's opening. Coming to the stage shortly is going to be Esperanza Spalding. We just listened to music from the SF Collective, their current aggregation. And she is coming to the stage. You're listening to WWOZ, WBGO, and NPR Music. Esperanza Spalding.
Thank you.
Esperanza Spalding, bass and vocals, with Eric Harland on drums.
Hello! Hello! How are the acoustics? Good. Eric Reed, will you please bring your face out here? Eric Reed, bring your face out. Eric Reed is from close by, Philadelphia, Westchester. Would you, who are you working with now?
Working right now at this moment? Bill Cosby.
Yes. But, no, I'm here.
Yes.
Okay. Conjugation of who are?
Joshua Redman. Yes, sir.
Redman?
Yes, sir.
Is it coming?
I hope so.
Joshua Redman. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And you're walking much better since you had the shoes that fit. No, the last time I saw you, you had some shoes. Remember?
20 minutes ago.
Don't pick on dementia people. Dementia is something that you don't... You respect. Because what goes around, you'll be playing row, row, row your boat, and you won't be able to get off a row. Now, what song do you and Mr. Reed and some of the, who else is with you?
Jeff Ballard.
Because we're on radio.
Jefferson Ballard.
Jefferson Ballard.
Penman.
Matt Penman.
Matt Penman.
All right. And please, do me a favor.
Yes.
Play my favorite song, would you? Huh?
Is this your favorite song?
This is it.
I was told you requested. You personally requested.
They did not lie.
Remember.
This, huh?
Yeah, remember. Remember.
Remember what?
Remember. Remember.
What about it?
That's it.
No, this is not right. If you remember what?
Remember.
Yes. You sound like you've been with some strange people. You know, just remember. Remember. Just remember. All right. What is the title of the song?
Now I remember. Now I remember. I remember Joshua. I remember. Yes, I remember. I forgot, but I remember. Would you please come out, please, Mr. Tyner? Mr. Tyner plays sometimes. He's got 12 fingers on each hand. Mr. Tyner. Yes, there it is. We've had. Yes. We've had. Yes. Look. They're standing for you before you even play. Yes. Mr. Tyner. All right. Mr. Tyner, we've had the piano tuner.
You sure?
Piano tuner came here, sir.
All right, I want to see the receipt.
Mr. Tyner wants the receipt.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey! All right. Ladies and gentlemen, John Handy. John Handy. John Handy. All right. And the spirit. John? 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 Handy? Handy, now listen, you're born, raised, lived everything of here in this place. What have you to say to these people?
I'd like, first of all, welcome and thank you so much for being part of this and making this what it is. And I hope to see you here through the years and long after I'm, well, I don't plan to leave, but for eons to come. Thanks so much. This is a dream come true. And this is
thank you, John. Okay. All right. Come on out, Bobby. Bobby Hutcherson. Well, I guess there's no place for you and I to play. We just go off. You play backgammon? All right.
An extraordinary moment on stage at SF Jazz. Two legends of this music, McCoy Tyner and Bobby Hutcherson. Thank you. On the corner, McCoy Tyner, the real McCoy, and Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. In addition to that, featured Matt Penman on bass, guitarist Bill Frizzell, Joe Lovano on the saxophone, Eric Harland on drums.
Hello.
Randall Klein from SF Jazz.
Hello. Do we have any noise? Okay. Piano. I'll take the piano.
Hey, McCoy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we have one more and a half songs. I did forget a couple of people when I was up earlier. One was Hathaway Dinwiddie, the person who built this. Ed Conlon, I believe, is right here. Perfect position for this. And I also wanted to recognize the five resident artistic directors of the building. Regina Carter, who we heard from earlier. Miguel Zanon, who you hear now. Bill Frizzell. John Santos. And Jason Moran. You'll see lots of them in the months to come. Okay, we're going to close out here with the SF Jazz Collective. They're going to play Chick Corea's tune, Spain. It was arranged by Edward Simon on piano. And one more time, I'm going to introduce them to you. On drums from Santa Cruz, California, Jeff Ballard. On bass, Matt Penman from Auckland, New Zealand. Miguel Zanon from San Juan, Puerto Rico. David Sanchez, who went to high school with him in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Andre Hayward, Houston or Dallas? I always forget. Austin. Texas, somewhere in Texas, a big state. Avishai Cohen from Tel Aviv, Israel. Stefan Harris, Albany, New York. This arrangement by Edward Simon from Punta Cardon, Venezuela. And joining them on this tune will be Chick Corea as well. SF Jazz Collective with Chick Corea. Enjoy.
Yeah.
He's going to intro you. Did he intro you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
he's
good. Yes, sorry. There's noise back here.
as Avishai Cohen finishes his solo on Chicoria, Spain, we take our leave from the grand opening of SF Jazz Center. What a spectacular evening, Sandra Bibb.
Wish it could go on and on, Josh.
It's been spectacular, and we thank you all for joining us on this incredible night from SF Jazz. Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations and Nadel Phelan, Strategic Public Relations for the High-Tech Industry at npipr.com. And the Argus Fund, supporting jazz innovation and public radio. I'm Josh Jackson.
I'm Sandra Bibb. Thanks for listening from all of us at WWOZ, WBGO, and NPR Music.
And the time is 12:59 here in the Crescent City, and you are tuned to WWOZ FM New Orleans, your 24-hour listener-supported jazz and heritage station. And we just brought to you a live broadcast from San Francisco for the SF Jazz Grand opening for the SF Jazz Center there, and featuring tons of big names: McCoy Tyner, Chick Corea, Esperanza Spalding, Joshua Redman, Joe Lovano, Bobby Hutcherson, Eric Reed, Bill Frizzell, and more. And what an incredible night. So hope you enjoyed that. And I'm going to continue on here with the late night jazz program as I do every Wednesday night. But it's a hard act to follow there with the SF Jazz grand opening. And yes, hopefully you enjoyed that. And going to continue along with new material here by Wynard Harper. And this is off the latest by him with Coexist. Stay tuned. This is WWOZ FM 90.7.
Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations and Nadel Phelan, Strategic Public Relations for the High-Tech Industry at npipr.com. And the Argus Fund, supporting jazz innovation and public radio.
Next to me, and the man came out and said, "This is Bill Cosby." "Tom, I'm very happy to meet you." "No," he's like that. And then he walked away, and my daughter said, "Could you get him to teach my violin to play like that?"
I'm Josh Jackson. Sandra Bibb, how are we doing? What a fantastic night, huh?
Thank you for keeping
this is
up.
A great
We're
night.
We're going to send them out because this is intermission. Now, they're going to go out and drink. But you got to come right back in 20 minutes. You all start drinking and talking, and you have to come back because we have exciting people for not more than, but you know what I'm saying? Excitement. So if you'll go that way. Okay. All right.
As our master of ceremonies for tonight, Bill Cosby instructs the audience to enjoy themselves during this intermission. We'll have more great things ahead on this broadcast from the grand opening celebration at SF Jazz Center. I'm Josh Jackson.
Sandra Bibb from WWOZ in New Orleans. Good evening, Josh.
And good evening to you. Stay tuned for more from the grand opening concert from WWOZ, WBGO, and NPR Music. It's opening night in the Bay Area for the SF Jazz Center. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO.
I'm Sandra Bibb from WWOZ in New Orleans.
I can't believe we're only halfway there. It's already been amazing.
It seems like it went by in no time. We just had a great first half of music. Amazing artists. Bill Cosby, the master of ceremony, of course, to give us a lot of humor and just to create a great ambiance for the night.
Well, tonight wouldn't be what it is without a lot of hard work and dedication from people in the SF Jazz organization, including Randall Klein, and we'll talk to him shortly. This is 30 years in the making, and tonight is the big payoff.
Good afternoon. I should say good evening. And tonight has been a labor of love, and we also have joining us from KCSM in San Mateo, California.
Sunny Buxton, good evening
Sunny
to all
Buxton,
of you.
Good evening.
What a pleasure it is. All the way from New Orleans?
All the way from New Orleans.
And we're on our way down there, you know, the football team.
Oh, yeah.
The football team is.
They'll never be the same.
But in the meantime, we have these exciting things happening in our city beyond the football team. We have this exciting SF Jazz Center. And we have the founder and executive director of the SF Jazz program in the room with us right now, Mr. Randall Klein. Good evening, Randall.
Good evening, Sonny. What a night.
I'm sure. As I said the last time I saw you, have you had any sleep? And that was a week ago. You probably have not had any since.
Not too much, but no, who wants to sleep when stuff like this going on?
What was on your mind? Do you pull this thing off? And then also when you guys broke ground, the whole country was screaming about not having any money, and all the arts were being drained, the stuff was, and there was Randall Klein out there with his friends with a shovel talking about a jazz center. What in the world were you thinking about?
Well, it wasn't the greatest of timing. 2008 was when we started. Literally, we bought the property just before the crash, and it just took an incredible, dedicated effort by San Franciscans and everyone who believed that this was the right thing to do here. And we were very fortunate. This is an area that was hit hard, actually, in the recession, and a few individuals just stepped up pretty quickly and just got us on the right course, and we kind of had the blinders on, and we're looking straight ahead, and now here we are. I mean, just kind of miraculous. Yeah.
This is quite a vision. It's something that didn't happen overnight. You didn't just go to bed and have a dream and wake up and say, I'm going to do a jazz center. So how many years had you been thinking about this, and what was the course of the thinking?
Well, the organization was founded in 1983, so we had a very small community festival, featured only Bay Area artists. But from the very onset of the organization, the idea was to try to do something for jazz that other art forms had done for their respective forms. And we took a very intentional model with the San Francisco Symphony here, and we asked this very naive question at the time, which was, if an organization can exist for symphonic music, couldn't there be an organization that did a similar thing for jazz? And with that naive thought, we just kept marching ahead. And every year, the organization grew bigger and bigger and eventually developed into a well-known San Francisco Jazz Festival. And we developed a lot of community supporters, a stronger board of directors, bigger audiences. And the idea that a building could happen started to emerge about 10 years into the organization's history. And in 1998, we undertook a strategic plan in which the idea of building a building came forward. And I have to say, in 1999, when we were talking about it, it was that same naivete. We were going around shopping for property.
I have to admit, Randall, that when you say strategic plan, that doesn't sound very jazz-like.
Well, one thing I'm very proud of in this organization is that we took a very serious approach about it, that this was a business. It was a labor of love. It was about passion and belief in this great American art form, but it also was trying to match what were the things that made those organizations successful, and those were the models we took seriously. And so with those what you may call unjazz-like, I thought they were actually very jazz-like, in fact. jazz is really, at its core, a really disciplined art form, for people to get up there on the stage and do what they do.
I'm speaking of the business side. not the artistic side.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was interesting. So the model we took was very different than what people think of the business of jazz, which was the jazz club. And when we talked about a model that was a symphonic model, a cultural institutional model, that's a different model for jazz. And that was a new thing.
That it is. It is.
And, Jazz at Lincoln Center really led the way in this regard, that it was possible to build a building that took jazz quite seriously, and you could build a community around that.
You've really pulled off something. This is the opening, the grand opening night, and I must admit that the room is just beautiful. Acoustically, it is, and you must have that. If you're talking about presenting music, I don't care what form of music, if you have a room that's not acoustically sound, then you've just about lost the whole idea. And
well, this was part of taking it seriously. Yes. So this wasn't, you can't go out and shop for a concert hall and pick them up. As Regina Carter was joking about her violin from Walmart. There's no Walmart version of this.
True.
And that same seriousness that a symphonic organization looks at in a symphony hall, we took to heart here. We hired, apart from the The architect and a theater consultant, and these are the top people in the country doing this. We hired an acoustician as well, too, and tried to distinguish this hall. What would be different in a jazz hall that you do in other kinds of concert halls? And not just the acoustics, but the feel of the hall and the idea that, you know, that the club model was what we all, is the great tradition of jazz. And how could you take the things, the intimacy, and the immediacy, and the vibrancy, and the casual, the relaxed nature of a club, and how could you translate into the focus of a concert hall? And we did that, but we tried to do that both acoustically, and with the design of the theater, so that people really felt close. I mean, there are some seats in the auditorium where, you know, the two rows on the sides of the stage, it feels like you are on the stage. So,
speaking with Randall Klein, the founder and executive director of SF Jazz, and this is the opening, the grand opening night of SF Jazz Center. Once again, Randall, congratulations, and what a wonderful evening, and what a wonderful project, and you have everyone in this part of the country, and probably all of the country, rolling with you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sonny. It's really great to be here, I mean, in every way tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm Josh Jackson. This is opening night at the SF Jazz Center. And three decades and a vision fulfilled, and that's a beautiful thing to have happen. And congratulations to everyone involved in creating this beautiful facility. We have with us a wonderful woman who just got off the stage just a few minutes ago, my goodness, and here she is with us.
A fellow Detroiter, I must chime in with that.
Yes, Detroit in the house. Hey.
Absolutely, hello.
Regina Carter, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
What an amazing night.
It is, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. Really, I am. You know, it was about a year ago I was in town, and I walked by this site, and it was a skeleton of itself. And
did,
so
did
to come in yesterday to come, it was shocking. It's so incredibly beautiful and amazing. And the sound in the hall, perfect.
You are one of the resident artistic advisors.
Yes.
And appropriately enough, you're programming some concerts based on the African string tradition.
Yes. John Blake, who is a mentor of mine, when I first heard him, I'd heard him doing some recordings, some Indian music, classical Indian recordings, playing with Dr. Al Subramaniam. And then I learned later, after studying with him, that he had gone to the continent of Africa, collected some instruments and learned a lot about the music, and brought some of those instruments back. And he and his sister Charlotte Blake, they have a group where they tell stories, folkloric stories, and they use those instruments and those violins. And so I thought it would be interesting to use my first week to kind of showcase the violin, the history of the violin coming from the motherland, and the journey that it has taken into Western music.
And that includes, you know, one of my favorite groups, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, as well.
Yeah, when I first heard them, I was so blown away. And so when I was honored enough to be asked to be one of the artistic directors, you know, immediately, after, you know, with John Blake, I thought, I've got to get them. So I was so excited that they're available and they're going to join us during that week. I'm really excited.
Regina, you yourself have played for patients in hospitals. I mean, you've been a witness to this music for many, many years now. As you, you know, see this presentation and this facility for SF Jazz, what do you think it says about the flexibility of this music and, you know, where it can be presented in so many different places?
I think, being a musician, we know that this music can be presented anywhere, and that this music is a healer. And I saw that firsthand with my mother when she was making her transition. And so I think a center like this, SF Jazz, is really important because it doesn't take the music and sterilize it, if you will. It makes it very accessible to the public, but it's not just one kind of music. They're not boxing the music in. This is really, it's really a house of culture, if you will. And so they will reach a larger audience musically and generationally. And I think that's really important now when so many young people, this is a very special town, San Francisco, because you have some strong music institutions here and programs for the younger people that don't necessarily exist around the rest of the country. So they have a chance to come here to this hall, to this house of culture, I'll call it, and have experiences with some great musicians to really check out what it is they're doing, and a place, a safe place to grow musically and to get a very secure foundation in the music.
This is a special city, an additional artistic advisor for this opening season is someone who knows the city inside out. John Santos, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me to be here.
Oh, well, listen, I mean, I don't think that the SF Jazz Center could have even considered opening without the monumental contributions of the Latino population in this town. And I think that in some ways you represent the best of what that is, and even beyond in so many ways. I mean, world rhythms.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, for me, it's an honor because I've seen SF Jazz from the beginning. I had the honor of playing in the first one in 1983, and I've played many times between now and then and served on their education, in the education department and on the advisory board, and just seen it grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and always represent jazz in all its colors, which is what something I really appreciate, that the festival is not trying to define what jazz is for anybody, but instead really presenting a palette that shows how jazz has influenced music around the world and has been influenced by music from around the world. And we have all of that here. And now here in the center, the possibilities are multiplied exponentially.
Tell me about Jazz in the City 30 years ago, that first concert. Set up that scene for me.
Well, that was a wonderful concert. It was right around the corner at the Herbst Theater, a beautiful theater. At the time, I was directing a group called the Orquesta Batachanga, which was playing, it was a charanga, it was a string-based group that Regina knows very well. And we were honored, of course, to be invited to play. It was 1983, and we played with an avant-garde jazz group and a blues group, and they were doing like a Cuban kind of dance thing with some jazz influence. It was so eclectic, you know, the whole presentation, that for us it was exciting to know that a festival that was just starting was already had that open vision and was already acknowledging those Caribbean roots of jazz, because jazz, of course, in many respects is a Caribbean art form because it's born in New Orleans.
We wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment, and such an organic process, and thank you both for your contributions to this, and as resident artistic advisors, John Santos and Regina Carter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We have so much music in store during this concert of the SF Jazz Center opening. We're only halfway there. We have so much more ahead, including the SF Jazz Collective, which is the resident ensemble. I'm Josh Jackson, and this is an amazing night, Sandra.
It's been a great evening, and just so thrilled to have Regina Carter and John Santos sit down with us and really talk about how this center opening is going to be so culturally rich, not just for the Bay Area, but of course for jazz and music all around. And we also have another legend that is sitting down right here with us.
Yeah, this is such an organic process, and and I tell you, I can think of no one else who sort of embodies that organic and improvisational art that we call jazz. Chick Corea, thank you for
Hello.
Joining us.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome.
What's your name?
A pleasure to have
My
you.
Name is Josh Jackson from
Hi.
WBGO.
Oh, pleasure.
Sandra Bibb from WOZ in New Orleans.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Chick, you yourself said on stage, you know, I just got here and this is amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, it's, you know, it's unheard of in my life to have a whole, a big, efficient organization and a space all to just creative music and jazz. I don't know about that. Jazz at Lincoln Center does that in a way on its own, but this is purely just for jazz and was built for that. And I just hope that it becomes a model, you know, and that it happens in other big cities. Let's see, we were naming off Chicago, Tokyo, London, L.A. Might as well put one in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice because it's an encouragement to keep the music going. And, I mean, the music will always keep going.
You're right.
That artists don't need that much prompting, but it's nice to have a forum where the public can then experience it.
One of the amazing things, Chick Corea, is that each year the SF Jazz Collective, the resident ensemble here, tackles the work of great composers in our music. They've done John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk and Wayne Shorter and Horace Silver and Ornette Coleman.
All my heroes.
And this year, Armando, Chick Corea, your compositions are front and center. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear, you know, to hear what these great musicians come up with. They already told me that they think the arrangements are sounding real good, so I'm very curious.
I bet you are. I mean, but then again, I mean, as a composer, you know, you might want to hear how others interpret your original thoughts and your original work.
It's fun. I mean, that's what we share in jazz anyway. We take an idea and everyone has their own turn on it. And I've always encouraged other musicians to do what they want with my compositions. Just take it and do what you want with it, because that's what I do with everyone else's composition. I might as well return it in like kind.
You played earlier in the first set Alice in Wonderland with Esperanza Spalding and with Jeff Ballard. I suspect that some thoughts of the late Paul Motion were on your mind as you recorded that recently with him.
Oh, yeah. That was a glorious 2 weeks I had with Paul and Eddie Gomez at the Blue Note. It was lovely. Of course, Paul and Eddie Gomez both have long stints with Bill, but they had never played together before. So getting the both of them together to play was just thrilling.
Chick Corea, thank you so much for joining us during this night. This is the opening of the SF Jazz Center from NPR. It's opening night here in San Francisco, the SF Jazz Center. What a spectacular evening, and we're only halfway through it. Sandra Bibb?
Good afternoon. Why do I keep saying good afternoon? I'm definitely lost in time. Being from New Orleans, my name is Sandra Bibb. This is coming to you from WWOZ 90.7 FM. Good evening, Josh.
Good evening to you, and a very special evening indeed.
I mean, and coming off, I must say that coming off of a high, just having Chick Corea sit down with us and just tell us really what this means to from his perspective. And, of course, you know, we'll close out the set with the collective playing one of his most popular tunes, Spain. So, and that's not to rush through the program, because we've definitely experienced some really great music and there is so much more ahead. I mean, I wish this could go on all night, but unfortunately that is not the case.
Before we return to forever, as it were,
yes,
we'll return shortly to the second half of the concert here for opening night at SF Jazz. So much in store for us. Esperanza Spalding will be back with us. Also, the SF Jazz Collective, a resident ensemble, with a newly commissioned work from a gentleman who has been part of the collective since its inception, saxophonist Miguel Zanon, who is also a resident artistic director for this opening celebration.
Still quite a night. We're going to hear from McCoy Tyner, Joe Lovano, who actually had the great fortune of sneaking into soundcheck and listening to what they have coming up, and it was quite dynamic.
I'm Josh Jackson. This is special coverage of opening night at the SF Jazz Center from our partners WBGO,
WWOZ,
and NPR Music. Oh, I want so much to hear more great music. I don't think I've had enough yet.
What are you most looking forward to hearing?
I'm looking forward to hearing, honestly, Chick Corea's Spain.
I heard a little bit of that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a taste. I got a
taste.
I saw the collective kind of running through the horn section, and actually saw Stefan Harris, who is part of the current collective, and he, you know, similar to what Regina Carter said, his first foot, you know, as soon as he hits the stage, will be his first time in the building, and very, very excited.
This is certainly a payoff.
Oh, absolutely.
For so many people, Randall Klein, who is steering this ship, Joshua Redman, who was an artistic director starting in 2000, and part of the SF Jazz Collective, really was germinated by Joshua Redman and Randall Klein sort of having what the New York Times called this eureka moment.
And Joshua Redman actually leaving the East Coast and really coming back home, you know, to the Bay Area. And, you know, these are, you know, what you call these labors of love, but these artistic minds coming together and creating something really dynamic, you know. So to have these what we call collectives of really great musicians who are on the current jazz scene, and to see them playing together in this type of aggregation, which we normally would not have an opportunity, and to your point earlier, celebrating the music of Ornette Coleman, Wayne Shorter, of course Chick Corea, Stevie Wonder, gives us a really great celebration of these creative minds and musicians coming together.
It's amazing because each year, each person in the collective sort of gets assigned a tune.
Yeah.
You know, like, here's a Stevie Wonder song, or here's a Chick Corea tune. Miguel Zanon, go for it.
What can you do with it?
And so you really get Miguel Zanon's perspective on that composer. And in addition to, you know, each of those collective members working on these pieces of composers, they also write original music.
Yes. And then, of course, they go on tour to celebrate this music, which is not the same every performance. You know, this is improvisation at its highest form.
An amazing night. This is the opening of the SF Jazz Center, and we are getting a peek inside the Robert N. Minor Auditorium.
It's filling in.
Chick Corea, welcome back.
Thanks. Oh, thanks for asking me back. I wondered why it took so long.
Oh, listen, you can take over from here.
All right, well, we'd like to play you something by John Coltrane. Let me see here.
What John Coltrane song would you play?
I play this one right here. I'm going to give you a taste of it right now. Just fill in about 10 seconds for me. And like they do on radio, right? And let's see. Here we go.
So this is Name That Tune.
Yeah,
Chick Corea is in charge.
Now this is a relatively you don't hear this all the time, but this is John Coltrane. That's not John. That's Don Cherry.
Yes, this is an Atlantic recording, John Coltrane and Don Cherry.
Hey, man, you're on my wavelength, man.
What do I win?
Yeah, you win a free Chick Corea album.
Oh, I'll take it any time.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Is that something you've been listening to recently, Chick?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a huge collection of Train. John Coltrane is one of the... one of the inspirations in the legacy of music for me, so you know, through the years I've collected everything I can find by Train. I'm interested in everything that he does. McCoy's here tonight, my God,
McCoy Tyner,
yeah,
longtime member of the Classic Quartet.
Oh my goodness,
Jimmy Garrison and Elvin Jones.
I told McCoy when we talked how I used to spend weekends and. Down at the Half Note when Train would play. I'd have a gig on the weekend and I'd send in a sub to play my gig so I could go to church. And I was there every set and I never worked up, I regret that I never worked up the courage to go and shake hands with John, but I was in awe of him, you know, and I heard that quartet a lot, real big inspirations.
Why didn't you have that nerve?
Oh, I don't know. I was young and, you know, early 60s in New York City. I was just arrived. Who was I, you know? And there's my heroes up on the stage.
And so these are some of the legendary, I mean, there's a recording of the Coltrane group at the Half Note.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean,
I might have been in that audience several times.
we're talking about extensive solos.
Yeah.
Tell me about that experience, Chick.
Well, the group was a family. Jimmy Garrison, McCoy, Elvin, and John Coltrane. And when they finally hooked up, when they got together to play, it was more than just fun. It was the guts of life. And they were so enthralled. And John, without trying to be a leader, because he was a very humble guy, just with the gush of creativity that he had going, had this incredible, perfect support from McCoy and Elvin and Jimmy Garrison, and that quartet really changed the face of music, and still does. I mean,
the repercussions exist today. For
oh,
sure.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Chick Corea, I mean, to hear you talk about John Coltrane, I can only imagine a young musician in New York in the early 60s and just looking at something that was really remarkable. I mean, just the emotional content of that and the delivery itself.
That's right. Well, you know, I have a new band and a new recording coming out, and one of the tracks is called Pledge for Peace, and it's based on a theme that's kind of a prayer, similar to the way John Coltrane would do certain pieces like spiritual and so forth.
Chick Corea, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and thanks for keeping the music alive, guys.
Thank you.
We do our best, and we're going to keep it alive with the second half of SF Jazz and its grand opening.